ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم.
Translation: And who are more unjust than those who forbid that Allah's name be mentioned, that is prayers and invocations, in Allah's masjids, and strive for their ruin? It was not fitting that such should themselves enter them, that is Allah's masjids, except in fear. For them there is disgrace in this world, and they will have a great torment in the hereafter. Chapter 2, verse 114, Al-Quran. The next topic is, of the most unjust are those who prevent people from the masjids and strive for the ruin. The Quraysh, idolaters, are those who hindered the people from the masjids of Allah and wanted to destroy them. Ibn Jarir reported that Ibn Zayd said that Allah's statement, "And who are more unjust than those who forbid that Allah's name be mentioned, that is prayers and invocations, in Allah's masjids and strive for their ruin?" This is about the Quraysh, idolaters who prevented the Prophet ﷺ from entering Mecca from Al-Hudaybiyah until he slaughtered the Hadi, that is animal for sacrifice, at the Thuwa. He then agreed to a peace treaty with the idolaters and said to them, "No one before has ever prevented people from entering the house. One would even see the killer of his father and brother, but would not prevent him from entering the house of Allah." They said, "Whoever killed our fathers at Badr shall never enter it while there is one of us alive." Allah's statement, "And strive for their ruin," means those who prevent whoever maintain the masjids with Allah's remembrance and who visit Allah's house to perform Hajj and Umrah. Ibn Abi Hatim recorded that Ibn Abbas said that the Quraysh prevented the Prophet ﷺ from praying at the Kaaba and in Masjid al-Haram. So Allah revealed, "And who are more unjust than those who forbid that Allah's name be mentioned, that is prayers and invocations, in Allah's masjids?" After Allah chastised the Jews and Christians, He also criticized the idolaters who expelled the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions from Mecca, preventing them from praying in Masjid al-Haram, which they kept exclusively for their idols and polytheism. Allah said, "And why should not Allah punish them while they hinder men from al-Masjid al-Haram, and they are not its guardians? None can be its guardians except al-Muttaqoon, that is the pious, but most of them know not." Chapter 8, verse 34, Al-Quran. Allah's statement, "It is not for the mushrikeen, that is polytheists, to maintain the masajids of Allah while they witness against their own selves of disbelief. The works of such are in vain, and in fire shall they abide. The masjids of Allah shall be maintained only by those who believe in Allah and the last day, perform the salah, and give the zakah, and fear none but Allah. It is they who are on true guidance." Chapter 9, verses 17 to 18, Al-Quran. And Allah continues to say, "They are the ones who disbelieved and hindered you from Al-Masjid Al-Haram, that is Al-Mecca, and detained the sacrificial animals from reaching their place of sacrifice. Had there not been believing men and believing women, whom you did not know, that you may kill them, and on whose account a sin would have been committed by you without your knowledge, that Allah might bring into His mercy whom He wills. If they, that is the believers and the disbelievers, had been apart, we verily would have punished those of them who disbelieved with painful torment. Chapter 48, verse 25, Al-Quran. Therefore Allah said here, the masjids of Allah shall be maintained only by those who believe in Allah and the last day, perform the salah and give the zakah and fear none but Allah. Therefore, if those believers who follow the virtues mentioned in the ayah were prevented from attending the masjid, then what cause for destruction is worse than this? Maintaining the masjids not only means beautifying them, but it involves remembering Allah, establishing His sharia in the masjids and purifying them from the filth of shirk. The next topic is the good news that Islam shall prevail. Allah said, it was not fitting that such should themselves enter them, that is Allah's masjids, except in fear. This ayah means, do not allow them, that is the disbelievers, to enter the masjids, except to satisfy the terms of an armistice or a treaty. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Makkah in 9 Hijri, he commanded that someone announce at Mina, after the current year, no idolaters shall perform Hajj, and no naked persons shall perform Tawaf around the house, except for those who have a treaty. In this case, the treaty will be carried to the end of its term. This ayah supports the ayah, O you who believe in Allah's oneness and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily, the mushrikun, that is idolaters, are najasun, that is impure. So let them not come near al-Masjid al-Haram at Makkah after this year. Chapter 9, verse 28, Al-Quran. It was also said that this ayah, that is chapter 2, verse 114, carries the good news for the Muslims from Allah, that He will allow them to take over al-Masjid al-Haram and all the masjids and disgrace the idolaters. Soon after, the ayah indicated, no idolater shall enter the house, except out of fear of being seized or killed, unless he embraces Islam. Allah fulfilled this promise and later decreed that idolaters not be allowed to enter al-Masjid al-Haram. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that no two religions should remain in the Arabian Peninsula, and the Jews and the Christians should be expelled from it. All praise is due to Allah. All of these rulings ensure maintaining the honor of al-Masjid al-Haram and purifying the area where Allah sent His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to warn and bring good news to all of mankind. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. This ayah also described the disgrace that the disbelievers earn in this life and that the punishment comes in a form comparable to the deed. Just as they prevented the believers from entering al-Masjid al-Haram, they were prevented from entering it in turn. Just as they expelled the believers from Mecca, they were in turn expelled from Mecca. Allah's statement, and they will have a great torment in the hereafter. Because they breached the sanctity of the house and brought filth to it by erecting idols all around it, invoking other than Allah, and performing tawaf around it while naked, etc. Here, it is worth mentioning the hadith about seeking refuge from disgrace in this life and the torment of the hereafter. Imam Ahmad recorded that Busr bin Artah said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to supplicate, O Allah, make our end better in all affairs and save us from disgrace in this life and the torment of the hereafter. This hadith is Hasan.